So, folks, here we are. Time is running out as we've only got about 6 minutes to wrap up our story. It's been pretty unbelievable till now. Well, no, actually, it's been totally incomprehensible till now. Anyway, our gang have had to go back and right all the wrongs they've made with time. We join them in, hang on, this can't be right, 140,000 BC? Oh, God, why are they there?
All right, let's get this straight. After all the fuckety fuck-ups we've made with time, are you sure this is the exact moment we have to be in, Convalisa?
Yep, I'm sure. Einstein was pretty convinced of it.
Yeah, and she was the ugliest nerd I've ever seen. Talk about a woman who needs a shave. Ah.
Jeez, I'm hungry. What I wouldn't give to be tucking into a McDougal's cheeseburger right now.
But that's the whole point, Fatso. It should be McDonald's, not McDougal's. Einstein should be a man, and I shouldn't have been killed in an autoerotic asphyxiation accident on my wedding night. In our reality, I lived, scarred for life, but alive.
Which is why we're here. Alberta reckoned that we had to show Neanderthal man how to make fire at this point in time if we're to get our reality back. George, have you got the flints?
You betcha, Condi. I'm gonna teach these Neanderthals how to make fire the bush way.
Well, you'll be the one they'll understand best.
Whack my bush.
You see, Grog, that's how my daddy taught me to light fire. That's right, easy peasy. Now remember, fire hot, burny burny, which is why my fingers are red, see? Yeah, burnt flesh does smell good.
Jesus, George, don't give him any ideas.
Why not?
Just don't. Man's not meant to discover barbecues for centuries.
Can we get out of here now? This Neanderthal's female is eyeing me up. I mean, haven't they heard of back, sack, and crack?
Of course they haven't. Right, job done. Come on, let's go.
Slight problem, guys. Grog will only let us go when his female has slept with Arnold.
What? There's no way. Look at that fucking forehead. Steroids or what? Ow!
So that stone ain't seduction, is it?
My bush you will whack.
Hey, it worked! We're at the White House!
Yep, it looks like the White House from my reality.
Great. Pizza on George's account.
I suggest that in the morning we destroy this time machine once and for all.
I hear that. There's been too much screwing around for my liking.
And my liking too. That Neanderthal was insatiable.
Who the bloody hell are you lot?
What is it, Philip? What's going on?
Hey, what are you doing in my house?
Your house? This is our palace.
Shoot the fuckers, Philip.
But isn't this the White House?
It's beige, you ignorant pearl.
Prepare to die in the name of Philip, King of America!
Oh my God, in this reality they got triple-barreled Uzis.
Oh my God, you've got an erection, Arnie.
To the golf buggy! We've got to sort out more time!
Take this, peasants!
Wag my bush, come on!
Quick, Fatty, put the whoopee cushion under the Führer's chair. I will never stop Philip becoming King of America.
No problem. Wipe my bush.
Midshipman, steer 2 degrees to starboard and miss that iceberg.
Right. Starboard it is, Captain.
That's port side, you fool!
Whack my bush.
Hey, this seat's reserved for white folk.
Fuck you, Whitey.
Oh.
Whack it. Whack my bush.
This better be right this time. All this fixing moments in time is getting bloody confusing.
Well, it looks like the Oval Office.
It is the Oval Office. Look, here's my nap rug, just where I left it.
Yeah, I think we've done it. Look at these headlines. Blair and Bush rethink Iranian attack.
That'll do for me.
Arnie, Fatty, take that goddamn machine out back and destroy it, you hear?
Yeah, no problem.
Consider it done. I suppose it's too late to order a curry, isn't it? I mean, I could just use the buggy one last time.
Prescott, stop thinking about your stomach and destroy that bloody golf buggy.
Yes, Tony. Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Morning, John.
Morning, Tony.
You know, I had the weirdest dream last night. I dreamt we were all travelling through time in George's golf buggy time machine. Very strange.
Really, Tony? Don't sit there, Tony.
Well, why not? It's my chair, Fatso.
Just to let you know, Prime Minister, President Schwarzenegger is arriving tonight at 6 for your birthday bash.
Thanks, love.
President Schwarzenegger? Prime Minister? I should never have trusted you to destroy that time machine.
Oh, shut up and lick the boots.
No!
Well, what would you have done, eh? A time machine at your disposal? You'd be crazy not to abuse the power. And you'd be crazy to miss the next episode of Whack My Bush, because I've been told it's very good too.
Whack My Bush.
All done, President Schwarzenegger. Can I go home now?
Did you clean the rim like I asked?
Yep, I used my tongue as you suggested.
Good, you can go.
And, Mr. Bush, tomorrow you'll be cleaning all the urinals in the West Wing.
Great! This is the best job in the whole world ever.